as we head into Memorial Day weekend, some travelers in the Southwest are being forced to reconsider their plans because of a huge fire burning in a canyon between Sedona and Flagstaff, Arizona. More than 900 firefighters are combating the blaze, which started on Tuesday and has displaced 200 people from their homes so far and left 3,000 residents on standby. Joining us from Flagstaff is Laurel Morales, reporter with Here and Now contributing station KJZZ. Laurel, what's the status of the fire at this point?
Well, the fire's grown at least 7,500 acres, and Incident Command is saying it's now 5% contained. So we have a little bit of containment, but they do feel confident that they can hold back the northeast corner of the fire. That's where the fire rushed toward Flagstaff a couple days ago, and they're really working to dig that line and keep the fire at bay.
What are the weather conditions like right now?
We've got erratic winds. We've had wind gusts up to 30 to 40 miles per hour all week, and more of that today. We also have a 30% chance of storms, which typically means we'll see some dry lightning before we actually see moisture. So you would think storms would be good news for the firefighters, but it's actually a little unpredictable. It could mean more fires that they're going to have to put out.
Now, the fires that we saw last week in California were obviously impacted by the drought that is going on there. How much is Arizona suffering from this drought in the West?
We are suffering from the drought as well and have been for several years now. And this was one of the driest winters we've had in a long time. And this canyon, any fire expert that you talk to in this area has said it's not an if situation, but a when situation, when this canyon will burn. And we're seeing that right now.
What about water that is used to fight the flames?
The tankers are dipping into some nearby tanks and lakes. So we do have some water up here, but not a whole lot.
Reports are saying already, Laurel, that the fire was caused by a human. How do we know that? What do they know about the cause?
All we know is that it is human caused, and they're investigating, and they have a tip line. There were lots of people down in the canyon when it started, campers and people staying at vacation lodges and cabins down there, as well as residents. And so they're looking for any information. That's all we know. But if they do catch the person or if the person comes forward, there are some potentially hefty fines and consequences.
Laurel, for people who are heading to parks in the area for the Memorial Day weekend, are they open?
The forest is open, and we're in type 1 fire restrictions right now, which means you can have a campfire in a designated ring. But many residents would like to see those forests closed. The Forest Service says that we haven't reached our fuel trigger yet in the forests, and there are economic impacts to people like loggers, for example, if those forests are closed down because you can't run a chainsaw when the forests are closed.
Laurel Morales, reporter with KJZZ, speaking to us from Flagstaff today. Laurel, thanks so much.
You're welcome.